We are truly delighted this morning because six people have chosen to be baptized today. Five people will be baptized this morning, and one will be baptized in our evening service. So it's a great day for us here at the International Church of Bishkek. I want to make clear just at the very beginning of our service today that baptism is a very powerful symbol. It's something that Jesus has asked us to do if we are followers of him. And so I want to just make clear at the beginning of our service that if you are a follower of Jesus already in your life, if you have chosen to follow Jesus and you have not yet been baptized, perhaps today will spur your interest to consider taking this step of obedience, this step that Jesus asked us to take, a physical step to declare that you are a follower of Jesus. If you're interested in doing that, we don't have a schedule for baptism at the International Church of Bishkek. We will do it when we need to, and when people want to do it, we're happy to do it. And so if you have an interest, if today stirs your heart and maybe you would say that you would like to follow Jesus in this step of baptism, we'd be delighted to talk with you. In my view, baptisms are among the most exciting things that we can do as a church. It's a celebration of new life. It's a celebration to witness people who will go into the waters of baptism and in doing so to declare, "I am a follower of Jesus." And that's just an exciting thing for us to do as a church. I want to suggest it's even more meaningful this month, because what else do we celebrate this month? At the end of this month, it's Easter, isn't it? What is the story of Easter all about? It's all about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, isn't it? What's baptism about? It's a symbol, a great physical symbol of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And so it's doubly meaningful for us this morning as we have the opportunity to celebrate in the lives of these five dear people this morning their choice to receive the gift of life from Jesus. I want to share a few thoughts with you as we prepare for baptism, and then after the baptism, Tim's going to share a few more thoughts from Romans chapter 6. But I want to share, to begin with, a few thoughts that we shared together as we sat as a group of people who were interested in being baptized and talked about just what is baptism and what is baptism not. And so as we talked about what baptism is not, we talked about a couple of things. One of the things we said is that baptism is not magical. It's not some sort of magical experience that happens. It's a very physical thing that happens to us. Baptism is also not the event in our lives which brings us salvation. Baptism is not the event which gives us relationship with Jesus. However, what baptism is a very powerful representation of something that has already happened. All of these people who will be baptized this morning are people who have chosen to follow Jesus. People who have received the gift of life because they have recognized what Jesus did for them on the cross, that what Jesus did on the cross was for them, and they have accepted and received that. And this is a great celebration. It is a great representation of what has occurred. It's a powerful statement of identification. We identify in the waters of baptism with the death and the resurrection of Jesus. The Apostle Paul speaks of these realities in Romans chapter 6. And Pastor Tim is going to talk about this in more detail after the baptism. But for now, I want to simply notice that one of the major themes of Romans chapter 6 is this reality that we were dead in our sins, but that because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we can receive the gift of new life. And so the end of Romans chapter 6, the last verse, says these words: "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's what we're celebrating when we celebrate baptism. Each of our five candidates this morning has already received the gift of eternal life. They are already followers of Jesus. They have already received the Holy Spirit into their lives as followers of Jesus, as Jesus promised would happen. The act of baptism is a powerful statement of identification with Jesus. They're standing before us today to say, I choose, I have chosen to follow Jesus. And so going down into the water is a symbol of the death of Jesus. Being under the water, which will only be momentarily, I promise, is a symbol of the burial of Jesus. Jesus was dead for 3 days. Coming up out of the water is a powerful symbol of the resurrection of Jesus breaking the power of death, of Jesus breaking the power of sin, so that he can offer to us the gift of eternal life, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of new life. It's a great, great celebration. So in a few moments, I'm going to ask our friends to just affirm to us that they have chosen to follow Jesus. But first, we want to sing a song together of preparation as we prepare for them to go through the waters of baptism. Let me invite you to stand, and we will prepare together with this song.